Hi, this is Roz Bornstein, and I am here today with Louise Azos, and we are here to gather Louise's oral history. The date is April 18th, 2001. And first of all, Louise, I need to know from you if I have your permission to tape you.
Yes.
Okay, could you speak up a little please?
Yeah, you have permission now.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you have.
Okay. Well, why don't we start from the beginning?
Yes.
And
the questions before we started. 20.
Okay, we'll start again.
But I have to remember.
Oh, you'll be fine.
I hope so.
You'll be great.
Yeah.
Why don't we start from the beginning and tell me a little bit about your parents and where they were from?
They were from Bursa, both of them.
Bursa, Turkey.
Turkey, Bursa. Yeah, they call it Turkey. Yeah, and I'm going behind again. Me and my sister went, I told you, to see my uncles. And you know who was there while we were there? Mustafa Kemal.
What?
Do you remember here?
Say, Mr.
Mustafa Kemal, the Turk.
Oh,
Turk,
Ataturk.
Ataturk.
Ataturk, okay.
He was there and we saw him. He was like that. He was going, we were coming. And I waved to him and he waved back.
So that's amazing.
To see that guy, he did very nice in Turkey. He took that face out of everyone. And he put hat, I mean, just beret. And they didn't like it, but they had to wear it. He was the one. And he fixed streets, beautiful, in Istanbul. Mm-hmm. He fixed all the streets there were, you know. And he did something else. He put something in their mines that they didn't have before. They shouldn't kill, they shouldn't do anything bad to the people, the Turks, and be peaceful to each other, be good to each other, don't fight, don't have fights, just be good. And they heard him. And they did it. Istanbul was beautiful after he left. The streets, beautiful. He opened up operas, you know. And they were over there, you know, the thing that they had was big yard. Big huertas, como se llama huertas? Yards. Jardins, you know. And over there, they had all the Turkish girls singing and playing the oud. You know what oud is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I used to play that. I left there in Turkey. I thought, Seattle is too good for that oud. We sold it, me and my sister. I used to play the oud. And he did a lot of good for Turkey. Or whole Turkey, Bursa, all around, you know, where little cities were all around Istanbul. He went to everyone, speeches, not to be bad, not to, you know, stay good with each other, don't swear, don't do that, don't do that. And they heard him, and Istanbul was after him, the best. Yeah. You know, people were coming from all over the world to Istanbul. Because he was there. He didn't stay too long, I don't know why.
It's very powerful, influential.
Ataturk.
Was this before your father and family left Turkey or after they left?
Wait a minute. No, there was after.
Okay. After. So tell us about your childhood and where you were born.
I was born in Bursa, and then my father was a rabbi. We used to go to each and every little town because they used to call him for a rabbi, and we used to go together. My whole family, which was 8 and 2 is 10.
Okay. I mean,
father and mother, yeah.
Tell me.
10 people.
What were your parents' names?
One was Abraham, and my mother was Victoria, Vida Victoria.
And yeah. What was her maiden name?
Franco. Franco. Not Franco. Franco. Yes, maiden name. That's what my uncles were, Franco.
What do you remember about your parents? Can you describe them to me?
My parents were the best parents in the world. Very good with us. We were very good parents. The best you could ask for from a parent, they were one. Very good. No shouting, no madness, no nothing. Like everything was okay in the house or outside or anywhere. Everything with us and with them, okay. We never heard a bad word of them, not to us, not to anybody. My brothers came just like my kids, good-hearted kids, all my brothers.
Wonderful.
They're the best.
Can you tell me the names of your brothers and sisters?
Yeah. First is Bencion, and then it's Jack, and then is Jack Isaac, and then is Rachel. Oh, me. Kadun, they call me. Kadun, Fanny, Rachel, and how many brothers did I say?
Did you mention Morris?
No, Morris. No, I didn't.
Okay.
Morris, and who's the last one?
The rabbi.
No, Solomon is the baby.
Okay, the baby.
And Isaac, and Solomon, and the brothers, yeah. Just what you saw over there, everyone.
And
I can see it to remember. Where did I put it? Yeah.
So there were eight of you, and you would travel to different towns as a young
because
child.
Because of my father. As a child, yes. 7, 8, 9 or up some. Mm-hmm. You know, that we used to go with my father and mother.
What was it like traveling around with your family?
With me, it was beautiful. It was an with cows taking, not horses,
uh-huh.
Cows.
Cows.
And we took, and there was a big, like, truck, big one. It wasn't a truck, though. It was a big thing in the back. My mother put everything, the whole house over there, and we sat in front with them, with my mom and dad. And we traveled. Because he was invited to every little city in Turkey to be a rabbi. And he did. And then at the end, he went to Istanbul for a rabbi. We were there for, I don't know, months, I guess. And then they called him over here and finished Istanbul.
Mm. Did your mom ever talk about what it was like to raise eight children and to travel?
She didn't, like me. She didn't care at all because they were good kids.
Yes.
No fighting, no bad words, no nothing. Just like me, with my kids, same thing. I said to my husband, I used to say to him, look, my mother was the same. I'm the same with my kids. You don't do nothing to the kids. I don't do nothing. We're better, just like, you know, brothers and sisters, not mm-hmm. father and mother. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Very close.
Very, very close, which I never remember a bad word of my sons or my daughter. Never.
In your family? No. That,
never. Oh. Never. Honest.
That's lovely.
So we raised that way mm-hmm. from the start with my father and mother, and I keep it up with my kids.
Mm.
And I didn't know I had five. Honestly, I didn't, because they were raising by themselves without any help from me. Or they're dead. No help. Just raising. That's it.
So
it was a miracle. I don't know how to tell you. Very nice, honestly. We had my father's, you know, and my mother, and me, the same thing. I didn't know I had five kids. I didn't even know. They were so good. And, of course, his father with them, too. Same thing.
Tell me, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, it's okay.
I wondered what was it like for girls and boys when you were traveling? Did did you and your brothers and sisters go to school, or how did that work?
We went to Talmud Torah, my brothers and me and my sister.
All of you?
Yeah. We went all to Talmud Torah. The only thing, but it was Alliance, which we had all the languages.
Is that right?
Tell me. Turkish, French, not English. No, I won't say that. And Hebrew. And Espanol, I mean, Ladino. We had all, you know. I was a month in Canada, and I wrote my brother Sam a letter, in English. Just a month from Turkey and Vancouver. And then, you know, I asked his son, my brother's son, to give it to me because it's mine. He said, it was my father's, why should I give it to you? I'll have it all my life. It was my dad, I mean, my brother, that I wrote him. First, in Vancouver, first I wrote my big brother. To me, he was big brother. And we used to get along lovely with each and every one. With my sister-in-law, I never had boo with them, with anyone.
You're a very close family.
Yes, we are.
Very close family.
Sophia?
So you were telling me about school, going to Alliance.
Yes.
And was this in Istanbul or?
No, in Tekirdağ.
In Tekirdağ, yeah. Okay.
In Istanbul, I don't think we went because we were away to Muntecas. They wanted small babies in Talmud Torah over there.
I see.
Yeah, not big ones because they start from 7 years or 6 years, kids. They don't start like us. You know, I was maybe 18 or when I was in Istanbul to come over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and my sister was about 20 or 21. So we were of age not to go to school. There was Alliance, I told you, in Turkey.
Yes. Were boys and girls, were they treated differently for schooling?
Same thing.
Same thing. They received the same education.
Yes, same thing.
In Tekirdağ.
Yes, same
okay.
thing.
Now, I remember a story about how you would sing to your father each morning. Can you tell me a little bit about that? You were very close to your father. And
very, very.
And
you worshipped us.
He worshipped you.
Me, my sister. Rachel, the one who died, she was about, I don't know, 7, 6, something like that. But he wanted me and my sister, Jerry's mother, to sing to him. He used to love our Turkish songs. We learned it, you know, because, Turkey,
mm-hmm.
and we learned Turkish songs. Mm-hmm. And we used to, our voice is one of the best. I don't want to, you know, but we had beautiful voices, beautiful, like, I don't know how to tell you, really. He loved it.
And he loved it.
Yes, he did.
Do you remember?
He wanted more and more, but I didn't want to sing anymore. We used to call him Baba.
Baba.
Like Turks, Baba.
Was your father?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what about your mother? What was her?
My mother was very busy with 8 kids, you know. We were 8. She was cooking all the time, sewing all the time, cleaning all the time, because she didn't let us touch. She used to do everything, like me. I took care of my kids till, I don't know. Till I was, because I didn't work, never in my life. I just took care of them and that's it. I was same like my mother.
Yes.
She didn't work ever. She took care of us. And I took care of my kids.
And which is a lot of work in the home, you think?
I didn't think.
It didn't seem like work
I thought,
to you.
When I came from Turkey, the only thing is if you get married, take care of your husband and your kids and your house. And that's it. No more. Nothing.
That was what you learned from your mother?
That's it.
And from
and we did it.
Uh-huh.
See, my sisters too.
Yeah.
Same thing. Yeah. That's all. I had to take care of the kids and my husband together. And the house. And cooking. And washing. Everything.
So
I didn't even think about work because I was so strong. So strong. I wish I was that way now.
Very strong.
Oof. Mm-hmm. You have no idea. Very, very strong.
What beliefs or values did you learn most from your mom and dad?
Just be good to each other. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's all. No arguments, no nothing. Just be good to each other. Mm. That's it. That's all I knew.
It's an important
nothing
lesson.
Else. Mm. With my brothers, and after, you know, my familia, my kids, I thought all the time that they got raised by themselves. Mm. I didn't touch. I didn't put my hand. I did, but very slowly, nicely. It was my job to take care of my kids. Mm. And they were very good. Very, very good. I mean, mother should be prejudiced, but I was. Nothing. Very, very good kids.
Sounds like you did a marvelous job.
I did, yeah, I did. They were good. They're all good. Take from the one to the baby. Baby is Michael, the one. He's a rabbi in Chicago. To him. Very good kids.
Honestly. Why don't you tell me the names of your children quickly?
Okay. My kids. Isaac, Jack, Betzion, and Moshe, and
your daughter is
Selma. Selma. No, oh,
your daughter.
My daughter's yeah. Fanny, Rachel, and me.
Those were your sisters.
Yes, okay. Sisters.
Okay, I'm confusing you. I'm sorry.
Right. It's okay.
I asked about your children. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, yeah. why don't we actually go back in time a little bit again? And you were telling me that you moved around first, and then you went to Kirdag, and you went to school a bit in Kirdag.
Yes.
And then at some point, your father and family, some of them decided to come to the United States.
He was, you know, they sent him a letter.
Who's they? Who sent
him? The committee here in Seattle, Bechor Holim.
I see, the Sephardic Bechor Holim.
The Sephardic. Send him. There wasn't anybody yet. No rabbi, no chazan. My father was a little bit, you know, he was okay, but he didn't have koach to read to them or no speeches because he was, you know, old. He was getting old. And they called him. But he hurried it up because he thought my kids were getting old. My brothers were getting older. Benzion was maybe 15. The other ones were 16 or the other one was 13. He thought maybe they're going to take him to war, Turkish war. He was afraid. He was very much afraid of my brothers. So he said, I'm going and take my kids with me.
All of the children?
No. Yeah, he brought them with him. But me and my sister stayed behind, I told you. The quota was full. We couldn't come.
Yeah. So your father and mother?
And kids.
And brothers.
Brothers and my sister.
And one sister.
One sister.
Came over first.
Yes, yes.
In what year did they come over?
1924.
Okay.
And we came 1927, me and my sister.
So 2.5 years later.
That's right.
Who did you live with in Tekirdeg?
Oh, you didn't get it. There was a friend of my father, very good friend. He told them that we're coming and my two daughters are staying. Please, can you take care of them? Like they're yours, he said. Like they're your kids. And he had, you know, that guy that he took us in, had a daughter and two boys and a sister they had. So we went, we're together. With them.
In Istanbul or?
No, in Tekirdeg.
It's still in Tekirdeg.
Yeah.
How was it when your family decided to leave? Can you tell about that again today? What was that like?
I told you, he was afraid. When he had the letter from over here, Bechor Holim, he talked to my mother first, said, you know, we have to go because of the kids. Because Turkish soldier never was good. Always just you know, the Turks, you know how they are. I don't know if you know, but they're no good to take care of their soldiers. Never. I had an uncle and, a soldier, and he came so bad after, I don't know how many years he was in service. But he came very bad, and he told my father, please don't send your kids to a Turkish service. Don't, never do that. And my father was afraid. It, you know, he took it. Yeah, so that's why he came.
And how did he feel to leave you and your sister?
Don't ask. I told you, his lagrimas, his tears and the fear when he left us, my sister and I. And we start crying, like, I don't know. We thought, Barmina, something is going to happen because they're going, they're leaving. For months, me and my sister didn't sleep, thinking about my familia. We didn't sleep. We were in their house. They used to tell me, why are you crying? We're going to see your dad pretty soon, your mom, your dad, your sister, brothers. You're going to see them. But didn't enter. I was sick about it when he left us, me and my sister.
Mm. How did your mom take it?
Very bad. Mm. Very, very bad. Mm. My father wrote us a letter over there, you know, Spanish, and we knew how to read it. Your mother is sick about your kids. Please send your father something so he could see that you're okay. Mm. We send letters, you know, all the time.
Do you have letters?
And Spanish.
Yeah, no.
No, you know, when we moved from one house to the other, I think my nephew, the Bencion's son, the oldest of the family, took everything, and I know what he did with it. Mm.
Yeah. So how did you support yourself in Tekirdağ? The family, did they pay for you?
He used to send some money.
Your father would
after
send
he
money.
Got to be a rabbi, they used to give him something, not much. Mm-hmm. Everything he took, he sent us. Like a rent or to eat, things, you know, I mean, not things, money, mm-hmm. for us to go by. Yeah.
And how long were you with this family for?
About 2.5 years.
I see. And then?
And then we
what happened?
Went to Istanbul, make the passport to come.
And you went with, what was the name of the man that helped you?
Salomon Altaraz.
Salomon Altaraz.
The best father, friend of my father. The best.
And tell me, he took you to Istanbul, and where did you stay in Istanbul?
In a hotel.
A hotel?
All month long. And he paid for it, that man. Salomon Altaraz. He has some relatives here. Do you know... Becky Altaraz, there was his uncle, but he left us. Sometimes he remembers that he died, Barmina. Yeah, Becky Altaraz, have you heard of her? You did? That was his uncle, the one who brought us over.
Do you remember much about that month waiting for your passport?
We were crying all the time because back and forth to the consul, Turkish consul, back. They're so dumb in Turkey. They haven't got sense with them. Okay, we're not asking for the world. We're asking just one passport. They made us maybe 50 times go, and the taxes, you know. He paid, poor guy, he paid for it. Yeah. We were very sorry, but no other way. That's it.
Now, once you got your passport, then how did you leave Istanbul? Where did you go? Next, you and your sister.
In the meantime, while we were there, my father started over here how to bring us.
I see.
He started. They told him, in Vancouver, there is somebody that he does that. On a, you know, not legally. But he did it. Bring, I have a sister in Vancouver. How come? But he did it.
So you did you leave by boat, by ship from Istanbul?
Oh, yes.
And where did you go first?
First, we took from Istanbul a boat to Cherbourg.
Cherbourg.
France. Uh-huh. First trip that we went. But I told you that that passport, they gave it to us a whole month back and forth in Turkey. Whole month in a hotel with that man. Mm. We had, you know, separate rooms. He was far away from us, and we were near the windows or in the hotel. The hotel was called Filibe Oteli. It's Turkish. Filibe Oteli. I still remember. Mm. Very nice hotel. I think they're still up at the hotel. I asked. I didn't go. When I went to Israel 5 times.
5 times? That's wonderful.
You to travel. He loved to travel, my husband. Oh. Yeah.
So you made it to France and then
to Cherbourg.
To Cherbourg and yeah. Then.
Cherbourg, we got another boat to. I don't remember the place, but not too far away. It took us a night, only one night to go, but I forgot the place.
Is it Halifax or?
Halifax is near.
Near Nova Scotia.
Well, somewhere around there.
Okay.
Well, the boat again, 8 days and 8 nights to come to Halifax by boat. Halifax to Vancouver, 8 days and 8 nights. You don't know what we went through.
Tell us what it was like.
Not one word in English. She knew what she knew, and I knew everything. We never talked to each other. She was quiet, I was quiet. It was terrible, honestly. I never want to go through that again. Never. Very bad for us. Just 2 girls, you know. No, not English. That's what. The whole trip was English.
Were there other women traveling alone or young girls?
Many, many. Hmm. From Istanbul to America. Oh, yes. I have pictures of the girls. We were together on the boat and on the train.
Oh.
Yeah.
So several left at the same time?
Yes.
I see.
They had, excuse me, they had, you know, they had sons here that they came first and they were coming after. A lot of people from Istanbul to America. A lot of people.
At that time.
Yes. Yeah.
And so you made it
to Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Yeah.
And you stayed with a family friend, your father's friend, another friend.
We didn't do nobody in Vancouver except my sister Rachel. I don't know if you heard of her. She died. Her relatives, I mean, her husband, that was husband later, and his mother and his sister, they lived in Vancouver for a long time. The only Sephardim over there in Vancouver, the only ones. So that lady that was our sister-to-be went there and told them, the mother and the sister and Joe, the husband of my sister, said, there is 2 girls coming from Istanbul, and I want you to take care of them. They don't know a word of English. Please, Joe and Stella and her mother. They were from England, the 3 of them. They used to just talk such an English. It was very hard for us, of course, you know, for us Turkish girls. It was very hard to understand, but they knew a little bit of Ladino and helped us. And that's how that house that we were, the sister, there was an old lady from Bulgaria. She knew the Turkish, and we knew Turks like Turkish girls. We lived over there ever since, you know, we were babies. And she was good to us, that lady. But the house was dirty. There was no, it was the guy that, you know, we were there. Was he used to not buy but gather all, what can I say, pieces of to make machines, to make, you know,
scrap metal or
yes. He was just gathering all that, and he didn't find no place to put it, so he put it in the bathtub. and me and my sister looking. Luis, where do we take a bath? Where do they take a bath? Very hard life we had, honestly. Very hard. I said, well, we'll shavuot ourselves and we change every day and no washing machine. You wash by hand. We had hard life, very hard life.
How old were you at this time?
Let me see.
You and your sister?
We came, my sister was 19, no, she was 20, and I was 18. Mm. 18. Mm. We were in Vancouver. Mm. 18. And we don't know, I mean, they were Ashkenazim. Well, they're nice people, honestly. They were very nice to us. But little, you know, not like us. Mm-hmm. Not like us.
Different culture.
They were, she had two daughters and a boy. But her husband, the husband of the sister, he was Alma del Dio. He was like very, very, very nice man. When we didn't tell him that we're taking that fierros. ¿Cómo se dice fierro in English? You don't know what fierro is? Like they make machines or...
I'm not sure what that is in English.
Mm. I told you, I forgot. He filled up his house. He didn't find any more place, so he put it all in the bathtub. Mm. When we came, he started crying. Where can we take a bath, Penny? And she said, Louise, don't drive me mad. I'm thinking more than you are. Please, honey, don't. We'll see. We just came, honey. What? Where are we going to wash ourselves? We used to take baths every day, not in Turkey, in Istanbul, you know, and the houses that we were. In Istanbul, they had baths, but not in Vancouver yet. Mm. We went through, I can't tell you, honestly. Mm. Then one day, my sister said, she was 2.5 years older, Luis, come. We take this and put it in the yard. If they're going to get mad, they're going to get mad. What can I do? I want to tell them that we gather them in boxes and you can sell them. It was just, you know, that...
Like junk or scrap metal or...
That's it. Okay. Yeah. And we didn't know why, you know, putting everything in the bathtub. He didn't have no room. He did all the yard. It was full. Mm. But me and my sister did that. We put it in the yard and we took the scrubbing brushes and everything. We did the bathtub. Thank God. They had water. Thank God. Hot water. And first time we took a bath, oh God, and they just blessed us that we did that.
They were happy.
All their lives, what did they do in that house? They said, that house for, I don't know, 30 years, something like that. What did they do? I don't know. I still don't know. What did they do without baths? They had water, really. Water, hot water, too. So we went through very bad times over there in Vancouver. And then later on, you know, we went shopping, we got our clothes. We brought some from Istanbul, and we had to go shopping and get some clothes. My father used to send.
Your father would send money?
Yes. Mm. And he didn't have much. Mm. Not much, but he did. Mm. It's mine. They and that were from two sisters, two daughters. His mind was there. Mm. He didn't sleep nights, he didn't sleep days. He wasn't happy. Because we were...
He was very worried about you.
I told you when we left, he was crying. Mm. Like a baby. Mm. He was crying so much. Mm. So, first, what, did you ask me something?
No, I'm listening.
So, he thought, maybe I'll bring my second daughter and I leave my, you know, older over there.
So he left, he said, Fanny, stay in Vancouver, and he sent for you.
Louise is going to come.
Why, do you know how he...
Now, to that day, I don't know. why he did that. Hmm. No, really, it got me.
Really?
She should have been first. She was 2.5 years older than me. Hmm. She was about 22 maybe. But she should have come first. I said to my mother, De que me trucho a mí, no a Fanny. Her name was Fanny. He said, no te puedo decir, no me demandó your dad, you know. Shall I bring you? Shall I bring her? No me demandó. He did it himself.
So
he went to the rabbi, the brothers over from Turkey, and he said, I want my younger daughter to go to the United States. What are we going to do? And he started agencies and agencies and agencies just for us to go, to come to Seattle a little bit. Mm. They lived on 24 and Yesler, somewhere around there. I didn't go to the house because the second time I came, they bought a nice house. My father was on, what was the name? See, things that I should remember, I forgot. What was the name of the suite? No, got away.
That's okay, it'll come back.
Yeah.
So he sent for you, and you were about 18 at this time?
Something like that. Maybe
and
19, I don't know.
Because
we were almost a year there.
Almost a year?
9 months and something.
Oh.
In the meantime, I went back and forth because I had the green card.
Oh, I see.
My sister didn't.
I see. How did you get the green card? Did you
He work? Went. He went to Vancouver.
I see.
And he told that man, I want my daughter to come. He didn't say first daughter, second daughter. He didn't. I want one of my daughters to come to America so she could stay with us a little bit. And so he said, okay, we'll do it. He went to the, immigration and asked for that. And he said, yeah, but he's supposed to put something for... You know, they will run away. Me run away. $500 deposit we had to put there. My father didn't have that money. He didn't. Because he used to get very little from Bikur Holim. Everybody wasn't that, that had money. Mm. They didn't. They worked and they had little money. Everyone. Mm. But later on, mashallah, they
came along.
And... He said to that guy, please do me a favor. Do me a big favor. Tell at least the one to come to my house. I want to see her. He made a mistake. Not my sister, me. I came first.
Do you think that was a mistake?
I told you that day, I don't know why.
You don't
he did
understand
that.
It.
Hmm. Why? I'm his mother's name. My father's name. Mother name. Her name was Kadun, her mother, and I was Kadun. So he thought maybe Luna is my father's mother. No, my mother's mother.
Did you talk with your sister about it? Did you?
Yeah, but she didn't mind.
It was okay with
her? Like I told you, we never did.
You're
not
close.
Get mad or get nothing.
Yeah.
She said, go, honey, go. And then, my time's going to come, I'm going to follow you. But it took her more than me. She was there almost a year, maybe more. I was there 9 months. In between, I went and came back so many times because that $500 deposit, we had to give it back. Mm. Take back or give it back or something, I don't know. So anyways, it was a hard trips.
I'm sure.
And then we were afraid. I told every peddler, they used to come in and say to my sister, Penny, these are the ones they're going to send us back because we're not legally in Vancouver. No legal. Just a sister. We're from Maimon and Steinberg. She was Steinberg. Every day, of the month, year, I was afraid they were going to send us back because of that. Because she was Steinberg, I was Maimon.
So
how come? they're going to dig and find out and send it back. That's what I thought all my life over there. All staying in Vancouver, I had a fear. Now my sister, she took it as it comes, you know. Now me, I was afraid. Peddlers, poor guys, they come, you know, they leave papers, they, but I don't know what they do. I was afraid. I used to tell my sister, Penny, this is it. This is him. Now, you watch. He's going to tell us, go back. You don't belong here. Nothing, poor guys. They left a piece of paper and they left. And then the man of the house put no peddlers because of me. No peddlers. They never came. Nobody.
You were so afraid and lived each day.
Honey, it's not legal for me to be there.
Right, right.
It's illegal. So I was afraid every minute over there. Every minute. So my sister too, poor lady, I'm still she was very much afraid that someday they're going to send us back. They're going to find out. They're going to dig and find out. What's the matter with Manmon and Steinberg? How come? See? We were afraid all the time over there. But thank God, both of us got out of there. How come that, you know, Jack, my husband, he said, how come you're there? He told me. I don't know, we have to be there all the time, I guess, till my father does something, you know, letters or, I mean, passports or whatever we need. Oh, he said, you don't have to be a citizen to marry you? I said, don't ask me because I don't know anything about these things. I just came. I didn't know. Really, I didn't. What do you do to come back? Or so when he told me that you're for me, he said, Louise, I'm going to be a citizen right away. So I could go and come easy to Vancouver and see you. I said, okay.
It's a wonderful story. I wonder if we can take a step back a little bit.
Yes.
And because...
Ask me some more.
Thank you. Okay. So you arrived in Vancouver, and it sounds like a terrifying time.
Don't ask.
Yeah.
Afraid.
It was terrible.
All my 9 months that I was there, I went to bed. I said to myself, maybe just another day that coming to get me. Maybe 2 days. Maybe... a little more. She wasn't afraid very much like I was. I don't know why. I don't know why.
So, but during that 9 months, you came to visit your family with
me,
the green card
first,
in Seattle.
Yeah, the green card.
Your father sent for you.
Yes.
What was it like to reunite with your family here in Seattle?
Don't ask, honest to God. Don't ask. I hugged my brother like taking breath in my mouth. Beautiful. They were... In the meantime, you know, that they got older, 2.5 and a year in Vancouver, 3.5 years, everybody got older. And I didn't even recognize them. I wanted to hug them and kiss them. Vincent said, no, no, don't kiss me. I said, I'm your sister. No, We had hard life till I got married. Very hard life.
Now, when you first came, as you mentioned, it was a hard life for your family.
Very.
Tell us about that when you came to visit.
Yeah. I saw that they moved from one house to the other. I've never seen the other one because I was in Vancouver when they moved. I came and I saw a beautiful house, big one, Alder Street.
Alder.
I just remember. Alder. It was a big house, great big house, because... Mashallah, he had Famia, and he had to have a big house, my father. So I came, and I hugged everyone. I said, don't bother me. I have to kiss every one of you. They got older, they didn't want to kiss. But I wanted to, you know. I mean, I missed them very much.
Of course.
Every night I used to go kiss him, kiss the other one, kiss the other one. Kiss him. I had something in here that was missing. My brothers and sisters were missing. One sister we had here. Yeah, so very hard life, honestly, God. Very, very hard. Yeah. I got married and everything was okay.
You mentioned to me before that your father, right when you came, wanted you to get married. That girls.
Because before I came, I was in Vancouver, people were saying, oh, Laisha de Harbi Avram es muy hermosa. Es muy hermosa, chica, muy buena chica. Muy.
Can you tell us, now I understand what you're saying, but can you tell, for people that don't speak Ladino, tell us what you
were saying. In Ladino?
In English, tell us.
So when we came, I mean, the first when I came, people knew that we were girls, you know, I mean, my father was the rabbi, and we were a girl in Vancouver, and when I came, it spread all over Seattle, the Laisha de Harbi Avram came. The, you know, a girl from Harbi Avram, a daughter of Harbi Avram came from Vancouver. It was all over Seattle. And each and everyone, they wanted to get me married already. I didn't want to, so help me God. I didn't want to get, I wanted to be with my familia, my kids, brother, my sister, you know, I wanted to be with them. They used to come, ask for my father, can your daughter have my son? Every day they have people like that. Wait, see me first. How am I? Maybe I'm an old girl, you know.
How did that make you feel?
No, I didn't like it. I wanted to see my father, mother, the kids. I wanted to be with them. I didn't think about these things. I never did, really.
Yeah.
Didn't enter my mind. So, it was hard.
Now, there was one man that wanted to marry you. Can you tell us a little bit about that one suitor?
About the guy that lost in the stock market $80,000.
There was a man. Can you tell us the story?
Are you that? Yeah, he was from Chicago. His father was in Seattle. His mother and father, his sister, Donna Benun, they were in Seattle. And they heard Harbi Avram's daughter is in Seattle. They heard that, and everybody started coming to ask for me. That you leave me alone, said to myself, oh God, I just came, I want to see my... I don't want to get married, I don't want to be engaged, I don't want nothing. I just wanted to see my father and mother and the kids, my brother and sister. But they didn't understand that. They want to dig, see how I am, how old I am, you know, to see if I'm okay, nice looking or something like that. And it got me. I didn't feel right. I mean, I was my dad and mom and everybody, but these people are coming. Why are they coming? Why? Every day we had somebody. Gee, I wish my daughter gets you. My boy, he's very nice, he has money and everything.
This one family told your father again. This is my son.
Again
from
and
Chicago.
Again.
Okay.
And oh, the Chicago, that's my fiance.
So what did your father...
He didn't even touch me. Mm. My father thought he knew him from Turkey, I told you. So did I. Mm. But I didn't think about marrying him or nothing. So he's here, okay, that's fine. No, my father said, we both fathers said that you're going to get Yudha. But my father didn't know anything about losing that money. And he didn't know that he was Libira.
So he
had his mother and father and sister and brothers. Yeroi.
And when he lost his money, he became very emotionally
yes.
upset.
And he came to his father and mother to tell them, I lost the money, I'm sorry, I'm not, you know, right with God, but you're going to be patient with me, I'll be okay. And I heard, I don't know,
yeah.
He didn't tell me.
So your father, not knowing all this had happened, agreed to the marriage?
Yes, father and father got together.
Was that common for marriage?
Years ago they did that, but it's foolish.
So what happened?
They did that.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, because I wasn't afraid of my father, but he was such a good man that to say no, it's very hard. Pop, I don't want that. Or quiet. Mm. No, not argument. I told you, not argument. I said, okay, but let me see how he is. You know, first, let me see. As soon as I saw him, I didn't like him. But he was good looking and everything, but didn't bother me. because I didn't want to get married. First of all, I had to go back to Vancouver. In another month, I had to go back. And I did. I went back. And they're still saying that Yula es para Luis.
You say the name again, I'm sorry. The
Yula.
Yula.
It's for name. Luis.
I see.
They start calling me Luis already.
Okay.
No Kadu.
So you told your father okay, but you weren't happy with it. You didn't want to marry him.
No.
And what happened?
And my father used to see me crying every night because he didn't say a word. He took me to a movie, Les Misérables. I don't know if you heard of that movie. What a movie. Oh, God. I start crying and crying over there. And I didn't sit with him. I didn't want to. I sat way out. And he said, near the, you know, going out. I said, what kind of fiancé is that? Because he didn't come to say hello to me. Nada. Nothing. He wasn't himself. Honest.
So what did you do?
I told, you know, I used to come crying every night. I told I told my father that that's not for me, that I'm going to get sick. No, he's a little padre. No. Don't do that to me. No, you're a good girl. Don't do that. I said, well, I don't like the way he's, you know, he's toward me. But he doesn't like me. Okay, if he doesn't like me, he could say, I don't like you. But he didn't. He went on and on like that. Cuckoo, you know. He wasn't himself. And then he went to the doctor. The doctor found out that this is the cause. He gave him pills and he got a little bit better. But that man that he told my father, can you, girl comes to my house, you know us, that we good familia. I want you, girl, to get out of these things.
So a family friend approached your father,
yes.
A dear friend.
Yes.
And your,
he said,
and what was his name?
Sabbatai Baruch. He was good. And my father said, yes, I want you to, because she's crying every day. She doesn't want that boy.
So your father allowed you to stay,
yes,
with them?
Yes. And I stayed with them about a month, almost a month. And they took good care of me. Honestly, yeah. Very good care. His wife and, you know, Sima Calvo used to come every day, every night to eat together with everybody, with Donna and his. And then it was Esther, what's her name? Sima Calvo and her husband was Donna Baruch. She was nice. And there was Fortuna Calvo, your relatives.
So the women got together to support you?
No.
No. Just they come to visit you?
No, yeah. Okay. They came to visit Sabbatai Baruch.
I see.
They came to see me every night, and they said, you're a nice girl, and you'll find another one, don't worry. He's going to go back to Chicago, and you're not going to have nothing to do with him. And he, Sabbatai Baruch, called him that night. He said, let's go in a room. I want to talk to you. Okay. He went to a room and said, listen, that girl doesn't like you. And you have to say no to her right away, that you don't like her either. And you're going to Chicago. And you leave tonight. Don't do that to that kid, to that girl. You know. So he did. He said, no, I don't want to get married. I want to go back to Chicago and maybe I'll get my money back or whatever, whatever he thought. So that guy said, okay, say goodbye to her, that you're not going to bother her anymore. Okay, he went and he took the, you know, boat or I don't know, and he went to Chicago. And I never saw him again.
So the engagement was broke off. How did you feel at that point?
I felt bad, you know, for him that is sick. But I didn't care. In the meantime, Jake was coming in and out.
This is your husband.
My husband.
You met your husband.
Yeah.
It would be wonderful to hear about your courtship with Jack. Can
Boy.
You tell us how you met?
I told you he used to come to see my brothers.
So when you first came to Seattle, he came to
visit. Start coming.
Yeah, tell us from the beginning again. I'm sorry.
Yeah. when I came, I didn't know him, I told you. But still, you know, he came and go, still I didn't know who he was. What was Jack? All the time, Jack used to fool my brothers that he's going to go get chewing gum or something. He used to see me. Luis, I didn't like it, really. But I didn't want these things to, you know, to go on. So one night, he said to my brother Jack, Mr. Mia is dead already, and he said, Jack, can you come with us? He bought a new truck, Jack. And he said, can I take your sister for a drive? And he said, my father won't let it. It's impossible. He said, what if you come with us to my brother? Maybe, I don't know, I'll go ask my father. If he's okay, he let you go. I mean, he let you come with me. Okay. So he went to my father, my brother. He said, he wants to take Luis for a drive. No. He said, no. You know, a girl with a boy, it's impossible. Not like now. So he went in and he said, Dad, I'll be with her. I'll be next to her. Don't worry. So if it's the case, go. Go. But he didn't know Jack yet. He used to come in. He never paid attention. And in between, he had Chachamim come and learn with him. You know, the house was full all the time. You know, Shachon and Bahar, every day they came to learn with my father.
All the men in the community would come.
That's right.
To study with
yes,
your father.
Yes, yeah. Okay. And there were people there, and he asked permission, and he said, okay. So when I went in, he said, Jake, sit over here. I said, I'm going to sit next to my brother, not you. No monkey business. So I said, okay, Jack, you come with me. Sit next to me and let him alone. He's going to drive, I said. Okay. He said, okay. So my brothers were very, you know, reserved, like my father. And so we came back, and my father was at the door. He said, where did you go? I said, with that guy. That guy. That, what does he want? Nothing. I said, he bought a new truck. He wants to show up. That's it. Really, that's what I thought. So he went home, and me, home. All of a sudden, his father came and said, Harbi Abraham, how about mi hijo la quiere mucho a tu hija? She's crazy about your daughter. I don't know what to do. What can we do, Harbi Abraham? I said, I don't know yet, but I have to ask my daughter if she's okay with him.
So this time around, your father wanted to know how you felt.
Yes.
I see.
He wanted to know.
Could we stop here for just a minute? I think that I need to put a new tape in. Okay?
Yes, honey. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry I'm bothering you.
No, it's wonderful. Hold on.